preventing workout injuries, or cut your shoe before it cuts you. The most important transformative workout advice is to work out daily until the final transformation is reached. There is no need to spend 20 years on bodybuilding if you can do it in 3 or 4. But a daily workout comes with a lot of problems. Tiredness, stale music, an ever-demanding routine, and avoidance of headaches, backaches, and other injuries. Avoid caffeine to prevent most headaches, and drink some vegetable juice, but monitor your blood pressure when dealing with electrolytes. To avoid backache, never sleep on a flat bed. You need a hospital-like bed where you can lift your back and your feet. It may just be that the wrong electrolyte level and flat beds is what causes backaches in otherwise healthy individuals. And the avoidance of injury, especially in context of daily workouts, demands that you never ever lift heavy, but lift light and a lot. Therefore, you must synchronize with music and gradually increase the tempo. Use an app or clip-on interval timer to eliminate rest and extend your workout duration. Which brings us to your feet. Because another word for synchronizing with music is dancing. Workout dance shoes should be snug, slightly longer than what you need so that your toes do not hit the inner front of the shoe. You may have a lot of luck with extremely thick woolen socks and then hiking shoes to have the ultimate protection. But the price you pay for it is quite great. You will sweat. Your feet will get hot. So even though your feet are perfectly protected, you need to either change your socks and shoes or switch to a lighter shoe type. Whatever shoe you choose, it needs to be low to eliminate chances of ankle injury. And if you work out in a gym with rubber flooring, the bottom of the shoe needs to be foam-based. And sometimes you may have a lot of luck with eliminating friction if you sand it down. Don't use a single shoelace, as the bottom lace is to control the width of the toe box and the upper lace keeps your heel against the inner back of your shoe. To protect your toes, your toe box may need to be large, so the bottom lace will need to be looser. But you really need to prevent your foot from traveling forward, so your upper lace needs to be snug. And it doesn't matter how long your shoe is. In a workout with a loose top lace, you will always hit the front of the shoe with your toe. You need to understand that a workout shoe is nothing like a regular shoe. You need to learn to modify it, to make it fit, to make it safe. That can mean using an extremely sharp knife to simply open up the toe box, especially if you already have an injury. And then optionally covering it up with some neoprene and Velcro if you want to make it look good. Let me make this clear. For all the things that you will put your feet through in a dynamic and transformative daily workout, if you don't cut your shoe, it will cut you.